We have Toby and Bernie Boulay on the phone line, parents of Logan Boulay, formerly of the Humboldt Broncos, talking today about Green Shirt Day. Your son inspired so many to sign their organ donation card. Can you talk about your son and his decision to sign his organ donor card?
So Logan is the kind of guy that always put team first, others first, that it wasn't his needs or what he wanted didn't come first. Being an organ donor and wanting to do that, that was important to him, and it meant that he was giving back to others, and he knew that if he was to become an organ donor of organs like hearts and livers and lungs, that would mean that he would be deceased, but he was okay with that. He knew that that was giving back and that he would be going to a place that he wouldn't need them and others could, and others would want that. That's what Logan was all about. With other people, he wasn't a limelight guy. He wasn't the guy that wanted to be in the front part of who he was.
Wow. I just think it must mean so much for you as parents, obviously, to raise a great kid, but just to know, you know, when you're that age, you're thinking about partying and playing hockey and girls and all this kind of stuff. But for him to take the initiative to sign his organ donor card was really special.
Well, Logan thought about all those other things you mentioned as well.
Yeah.
He's not St. Logan by any stretch of the imagination, but he was just a reflective young man that, exactly as Bernie said, and his fitness trainer, Rick Suggett, passed away on June 27th. 2017 from a cerebral brain hemorrhage, and that really inspired Logan to really make the next step and think more about it. And he told me in August of 2017 that he wanted to be an organ donor, and I said to him, that'd be nice, you'll be 85, no one will want your organs. And he said, no, I'm going to do it. If Rick can do it, I'm going to do it too. And sign up on my birthday, which he did that again then, 2018.
Toby, when you donate your organs, like your son Logan did, do you get feedback from the people that were helped?
First off, we've received two letters from people that have received organs from Logan. When we began speaking, our first speaking engagement was in Saskatoon, and we had a lot of difficulty with people coming up and saying, wow, this is amazing. It's so nice to meet you. I received a kidney, or I received this. And we're just like, that's really nice, but we don't want to talk about that right now because we're still grieving Logan. And it took me about a year to finally realize that these people are genuinely want to greet us and genuinely want to tell us and genuinely are thankful every day of their lives.
That's awesome.
Bernie, how does it make you feel to know the legacy of your son lives among so many others?
Sometimes it makes it a little bit easier because we get to talk about Logan and then get to share stories about him, and we have a captive audience, so that's nice. We often think, as Toby said, Logan is our son. We realize now what an impact he really has made on so many others. It's so helpful when we do get those messages from other people just saying we are thankful for all that you have done for organ donor registration.
Mm-hmm. Greenshirtday.ca, if you need a green shirt, you want to celebrate organ donation and the legacy of Logan, your son. Obviously, you accomplished so much on and off the ice. What are you most proud of with Logan when you think back?
That he took the time to have a conversation with people. We've heard that so many times here, that Logan would reach out and talk and genuinely have care and concern for their well-being.
That's also a sign of really good parenting, so you guys know.
It really is. Yeah. It is.
We have a beautiful daughter. Thank you. We have a beautiful daughter named Mariko, and she's just like Logan. In many ways.
Well, we're thinking about you guys, and, you know, we can't thank you for what your son did.
Oh,
enough.
What was
it's
it?
Amazing,
the, what was it?
It
the first year over 100,000 Canadians signed up?
Canadian Blood Services has changed that number to 150,000 in the first few weeks after the crash.
Wow.
And now they've set the number, and then since then it's, and that those are directly attributed to the crash, and it's not just Logan. We understand that. It's the scope of the tragedy, then Logan's decision, and then another three. So the total is over 300,000 now that they can attribute to the Logan Boulay effect.
Thank you guys so much. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having us on your show.
Thank you.